Testing. 1, 2.
Testing. All right.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me?
He heard me during that bumper music. Well, okay, so we have the suspense moment over. So go ahead and continue, Eilish, and hit us with that third thing to your list there. And
yeah.
I'm going to say, very quickly, guys, call in. Phone number 800-313-9443. Just call in. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, V. I've been reading, if you've just joined us, I've been reading out of the document called Operation Lockstep, and it's from the Rockefeller Playbook. And so first phase was basically the mild flu and the paranoia and the mass media crap. Second phase was the 5G illnesses that cause COVID symptoms, so we all begging for the vaccine, right? Can't do anything without it. We're all locked down. We're all used to draconian measures. Now, the third phase, if the majority of people resist the vaccine, a weaponized SARS, HIV, MERS virus will be released. A lot of people will die from this. It will be survival of the fittest. It will also be the ultimate push for everyone to be vaccinated in order to return to normality. Those who have taken the vaccine will be at war with those who have not. It will be anarchy from all sides. Now, I don't know where you guys stand with the whole, you know, mark of the beast, but I said this to somebody who was pro-vax the other day. I said, if your vaccine works, then why are you afraid of me attending your venue? You know, like, why would you be afraid? It's the vaccinated person that is shedding, you know. So, you know, if you're so afraid, then, you know, your vaccine clearly doesn't work because you're not immune. I mean, that's where this goes. So I'm just going to handball that over to you, gentlemen, for discussion. Thank you.
Yes. Indeed. If it works, why are you afraid? Yeah. Well, also, if it does work, and the government or whoever, the establishment, thinks that we're overpopulated, if this vaccine really works, just give the vaccines to your chosen people and let the rest of us just take the brunt of it. Why not?
I don't understand how you could develop an immunity instantaneously. Even with a flu shot, it takes time. It could take a month to 2 months to develop an immunity to the whatever strain, according to their data. But so for you to take something while there's a problem going on is foolish, like tetanus shot. You know, your odds of getting it are small if you weren't on a certain thing. And if you got, it would take you 45 days with the tetanus shot to develop the supposed immunity to tetanus. So if you take the shot, there's no benefit for you. You know, it ain't going to help you right now. You would have developed rabies or whatever, tetanus, much quicker than the actual developing an immunity to something. So they act like this is an instant cure for this COVID. And won't it take time to develop an immunity? They're talking multiple shots, at least two. Now they're talking three, you know, times 7 billion people. That's 21 billion shots. And that's a lot of money, isn't that? A lot of money.
Absolutely.
So, these computers can be used in conjunction with each other to not only target the anti-vaxxers in the community, but to make a very special vaccine for them. You know, who needs the dumbed down juice the most is the people that know not to drink the fluoride, take the toxic products, not to buy what excuses come on television, to see the programming that's coming at you out of the TV program. You know, there's no coincidence it's called what it is. And these computers together can individually lock us in. It is the DNA test you never want to even have used against you. So, like what I was mentioned, is the organ harvesting on demand. It would be greatly advancement. So make sure you lead an incredibly unhealthy lifestyle and have fun, drink your alcohol, smoke cigarettes, because that's not the organs they want, evidently, as they go after the fallen gong who lead a very pure life. Oh, V, this is so terrible. That's a diabolical system that would do this to us. The involvement of the two addresses that I can directly link to Donald Trump is very bothering me. His cheering to coming out of the Moderna CureVax is bothering me, asking for that to be warp speed by the FDA. He tweeted that the other day, 2 days ago. I circled his tweet so people could see it and provided a link so that they could see you have a pro-vax president of the United States cheering, because as one another document I'm in possession to, it is, I haven't poured over the whole thing. In Canada, it says they're going to go for the Pfizer. They got enough doses to do the elderly above 80 years old, but I think they'll lower that. Whoever's in a home is going to get it. And for the all the healthcare workers. And when that runs out, the general public gets the Moderna one, you know, modified RNA. And if you look at the two initials left, the two letters left in the middle, when you do the mod RNA, you'll see like Elizabeth Regina, the Queen of England. Her moniker is an E and an R. Like Charles's would be Charles's Rex. So seeing that bothered me a lot. I'm seeing these connections to this elite. Well, I don't want to call them elite. They know better than me. To our oppressors, the oppressor ruling class is undeniable everywhere you go. And their agendas are spelled out like by that Rockefeller document about lockstep. Go look into these things. This is their plans are open for our own eyes to read and see. So you know what to fight. You know what's being pushed on you. Because their book, their textbook is right in front. It's like, it would be like leaving your playbook open for the Super Bowl and walking away. And the other team will know everything you're doing. They show their playbook.
Well, here's the reason why. Here's the reason why, gentlemen. Because what's going on here is they're making deals with the devil during their satanic sacrifices. Now, as part of divine law, if you wish to do something to a population, like exterminate ants or something, you must let those ants know. And the silence of those ants is our consent. In law, the maxim of law, silence is consent. And so we're seeing this playing out whilst they're letting the human herd know what they're intending on doing as part of divine law and these contracts that they make with the demons that they conjure up in these satanic sacrifices, where they're sacrificing children, doing terrible things to them, and then getting drunk and high on their adrenochrome. Look that up if you haven't heard of that before. And these demons are insisting that the only way they can assist humanity is if you let humanity know first what you're intending on doing. And then if they don't resist, their silence means that you can go ahead and do it. Over.
Well, okay, we're going to go ahead and get to the phone lines here. I know we have a few calls backed up, and we're going to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and hit line one, Texas. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, V and company. Rob, hello. Actually, you started out the program talking about the Waltons. I like to refer to, you know, the Waltons. It was great, you know. I mean, family taking care of family. You didn't stuff your old people into an old folks home. You took care of them when they go old and feeble. I like to go towards, like, Leave It to Beaver. But in my Leave It to Beaver world, we would take Eddie Haskell and string him up by his scrotum and throw darts at him until he was gone from the planet, you know?
War would be hard on the beaver every night.
Yeah, there you go. Word, you were a little hard on the beaver last night, weren't you? Yeah. No. Rob, I believe you were the one who brought Alana Freeland on to the program at one point, weren't you?
Yeah, deep respect for her work.
Yes. Me also. I mean, you cannot read. I have read and reread and reread her books, and every time I do it, I pick up different nuances. And, you know, you're talking about the technology, the computing power. You know, at one point in there, I believe she says that they've got computers that can do, like, 1 times 10 to the 28th power computations a second. You know, that's more than a quadrillion. You know, that's getting way up there. And most people have no idea what those numbers actually even mean, because, you know, we hear trillion now. You know, it's like, oh, we're 21 trillion in debt. You know, it's like, oh, it's, you know, they throw out, you know, well, we'll spend 500 billion on this project. And people have just lost concept of the vastness of what that much computational power can do, what the ability of tracking, tracing, knowing everything. They're gaming computers, you know, they're gaming models. You know, I've got recordings of these meetings of these techies, the Future Investment Initiative 2017. I've got a recording. It was in Saudi Arabia, and it was a meeting of like 2,500 of the top the technocrats from every major banking corporation, technology corporation, a manufacturing corporation around the planet. And they're sitting up there smugly saying, it's like, you know, we're talking reality here, right? You know, it's just us talking. It's like, you know, we can tell 200% better what you will do tomorrow than you will know yourself, you know? And, it amazes me. You know, I'm not just some dummy sitting out here. I mean, I went through, I played with the electron microscopes in my career. I did environmental research. I did cellular molecular biology research. I did genetics. You know, I mean, my senior thesis was intercellular communication and the reaggregation of dissociated cells and its morphogenetic amplifications. You know, I know.
Wow, that's some big words. Wow. That's
some big words, you know, and I spent, you know, at least a month's total time in the stacks in the library. I started college back when you went to get your classes, you got punch cards, you know. So, you know, doing research was something time-consuming. It wasn't just something instant you could pull up, you know, on a link. You actually had to sit down. You had to go pull, you know, they call them the stacks for a reason.
When you got done,
you know, you had stacks of books. Yeah. I mean, I had stacked, you know, 6-7-inch books around me, you know, looking for just, you know, one certain little reference so that you could get another, you know, lead to another part, you know. So, you know, when I do research, I actually sit and I think about it. And in today's instant world, you know, people might, you know, you throw a link in and they look at it and it's like, oh, yeah, I know about that. But how many people actually really sit and think deeply about the implications of what they've just read? You know, I've seen the world change vastly around me. I don't have a computer. I don't have a rectangle, and I watch the world change around me. And it's nothing that I see that's pretty. Most of them, they are in the matrix, basically.
Yeah, that's some good points for sure. Because we have detached so far from what I feel is important, the core family values and the taking care of each other's. You know, just as that Walton's example of what an ideal family would be like, but they're always struggling too. There's always somebody messing with them at every show, with costing them money. They're always being poor, but they find this happiness with the unity with each other. Their inside joke, their way
exactly.
of life.
And you were talking about your faith. You know, I've always felt the same way. I've hunted and fished my whole life. You know, I got a Daisy Cub BB gun when I was 5 years old. You know, if I wasn't at school, I was generally down by the river. You know, with my BB gun or my fishing pole. You know, watching nature, I've seen amazing things in nature that even if I had a camera with me, it wouldn't have, you know, been the same. My faith, who I am, did not come from words on paper, you know, on a book, a black-covered book, you know, with red fringes, you know, red-colored fringes on the paper. I don't know how to explain it, but I know who I am, and I don't need someone, you know, standing up in front of me telling me, you know, who I am and how I need to feel and how I need to act. It's just always something that's been ingrained in me. From what I heard you say earlier, you kind of feel the same way. You don't need someone else telling you who you are and how you need to act. It's like you just are who you are. You've got a moral compass, and you're just. I guess you're out of Turkey now. You're in England now. You're kind of out of the frying pan.
Yeah, I'm out of Turkey. Try to get back. But you're right, and I don't want to be lowered to trash somebody else's belief just because somebody of that belief is behaving badly. I just felt it was best that I, before I offended y'all, because I didn't want to, I felt it was best I exited. I'll come back today, we're going to present you all with some wicked, wild, rabbit hole kind of stuff.
Well, you know, y'all used to have a guest on Monday night for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, Richard. And, you know, and one time, you know, we talked, I called in, we talked about this book, you know, called Caesar's Messiah. You know, the possibility of, you know, when the Bible was written and who wrote it and who was in power and why there is a book of Romans in the New Testament and everything, you know. Most people, they're afraid to open their mind, to keep their mind open, to think that, you know, there's been a, you know, nature, you know, everything that we do is manipulation of our environment, as far as I'm concerned. But when it becomes malicious manipulation, when it becomes, you know, to bad ends, you know, we've got heaters, you know, we build a fire to keep ourselves warm when it's cold, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, everything, you manipulate your environment to survive. But it, when it becomes more than survival, when it becomes, I not only want my stuff, I want your stuff and everyone else's stuff too, you know, that's when it becomes something really bad.
Yeah, it definitely takes the spirit of brotherhood and togetherness and unity and kindness and throws it all out the window when you condemn somebody to go to a place that's actually worse than here. That's kind of how I see it. It's a control.
Exactly.
I see a control method. Control method. I see centuries full of the same important dates of births and attributes of the same various messiahs throughout the aeons that people observed as their gods, sharing these same dates and everything and stuff. So I kind of see a rebranding of Coca-Cola almost when I see a new religion with the same dates and of their holidays.
The small community I live in, you know, my German immigrants came over from Germany because, you know, they'd live under a monarchy the whole time. You know, they got tired of the oppression and, you know, being told what they could and couldn't do. They came over here and they struggled. You know, all the history that I've known around here, the people that moved into this area, they actually tried to get along with the Indians. And actually, up until a few years ago, every year the Cherokee tribe would come down once a year, and they would have basically what they, you know, a powwow. And they would come down and celebrate that, you know, the people around here actually tried to get along, even though, you know, I guess weird, they were coming in and invading, you know, the territory that the Indians lived in. You know, there wasn't just, you know, like you see in the cowboy movies, you know, like, you know, 100 of them or something like that. You know, hell, there was millions of them around here that just kind of disappeared. They just weren't people. They were just things. But they used to have this celebration. And a couple of years ago, our city council stopped that celebration. They used to come to Fort Martin Scott, and they'd have a powwow, and it was, you know, celebrating, you know, how well we got along, and we tried to get along. You know, I had relatives that were captured by the Indians and raised, you know, captured as children and raised. And actually, when the Indians were all sent to reservations, several of them actually went back and lived on the reservations with the Indians because they figured out, it's like, man, these people, at least they were honest, you know. They were tribal and warlike, but that was they were here for a long time before we got here, you know, and they lived with nature. They roamed, they moved with the buffalo, you know. There were campgrounds. There's, you know, I've got Indian campgrounds on our property. You know, there's arrowheads. You know, I've dug down 10 foot deep and found arrowheads. You know, they were here for thousands of years. You know, and they got along somehow, you know, without the technology and everything. And it's just a lot of humanity has been lost, you know, in this technological age. I know it has its wonders, and it can be used right, but the malicious uses of it always seem to outstrip the good that it could bring to society.
You're absolutely correct. I feel the same. But the difference between the Native Americans and our current society, Native Americans got rid of their psychopaths. Either they were killed, or they were pointed out and limited to their position in life. They could not assume any power within the tribe. That's how they got along. That's what
they live basically, it's like, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. You stay on your territory, and we'll stay on ours. You invade our territory, you know, we got a problem then. But, you know, but somehow, you know, they lived thousands and thousands of years without, you know, just destroying each other completely.
And not destroying the land. They didn't take all of everything, just what they needed, and they used everything. Their connection to the land and the earth spirit is a shining example to the whole planet on how to become symbiotic with this beautiful Mother Earth that allows us to live on.
They didn't create corporations that concentrated all the poisons and you know, destroyed river systems and everything else. Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to wonder, you know, is, you know, what we call it, you know, advancement, you know, why can't it be more towards our more peaceful, calm time when we actually know each other and you talk to your neighbors and, you know, there was some peace again. You know, this whole thing has been planned. Y'all said it earlier, you know, this whole thing has been a long-term plan. It's most people don't plan, you know, and what they're going to do, you know, until, the, you know, maybe next weekend. You know, these people, they do plans generationally. I mean, you know, I grew up in Arkansas, you know, which as far as I know is still the only state that had an actual Rockefeller for a governor. You know, there was a lot of Arkansas, everyone thinks it's just this bum-screw little state. But, man, there's a lot of power. You know, I ran around. I knew Don and John Tyson. I knew people that, you know, rode in limos and you know, stuff with Bill Clinton, you know. And I can tell you pretty much that Bill Clinton did inhale, and he also he had a straw up his nose quite a bit, you know. I've had some weird experiences just in the life that I've lived, and even now I've got high powered bankers and owners of title companies and people in the movie business out in California, you know, producers out in California. I don't know how many other people's lives have these weird little synchronicities, but you know, I've had an education, and I've always paid attention. Like I said, I hunted and I fished, and you don't get good at that unless you pay attention to your environment and what's around you. And, man, it's hard for me. Most of the people I come in contact with don't like to think. They just like to... This last weekend, Thanksgiving, I'm sitting around the campfire out here in the country with my brothers and some of their relatives that came down from, like, Illinois, and... we're out sitting around the campfire, and, you know, conversation here and there, and all of a sudden conversation dies, and I look around, and everyone's got a blue glow on their face. Everyone has a rectangle out, sitting out here in the country, instead of, you know, enjoying nature and enjoy sitting around a campfire out here. They've all got the blue glow, you know, connected to the other side of the planet, as far as I know. You know, it just amazes me. But, anyhow... well, man, I enjoy listening to y'all. I mean, so many good points y'all's got. Y'all's minds are open. You're thinking people. I always like listening to y'all. I try not to call in and hog airspace too much. But, man, I really wish I could sit down around a campfire with you guys, you know, to tell you the truth. I could talk to y'all for months.
Me too.
That would be awesome.
Me too.
We got the virtual campfire called RBN. That we could all sit around and communicate. Yeah,
well, you know,
thank you so much for
on a
calling.
Show, you know, for 5 years, you know, every Sunday I was on. I think I might have missed one show in 5 years, but you know, the show I was on, I wasn't able to present or bring up, you know, 1/10,000th of the information. I've got thousands of dollars worth of books around me. I've read everything from every Stephen King book to, you know, Thomas Vallone, Electrogravitics. You know, it's like V, you know, I talked to you when you said that you lived in Bratislava in Lower Silesia. I was like, you know, I slapped myself in the head and I said, I had to call in. I said, wow, man, do you realize, you know, that's where like the SS labs were, you know, all the secret technology and everything that the Nazis were doing? You know, I've got a lot of information in my head, and it's just, I wish I had someone I could sit around a campfire and talk with it about.
Anytime, I'd love to.
Yeah,
yes, definitely call in more as well. We can definitely use your knowledge to combine with ours for the people listening in. I know we got to get to Line 3, New York, Line 3. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
I listened to the entire show last night, and I was disappointed at the aggressiveness. I would like to know if this preacher can preach freely in Toronto, given, from what I understand, the laws that have been passed that are controlling the speech of the church. I mean, would he dare say anything against the little guy that runs the country that has melting eyebrows?
I don't know. He's not on tonight.
itself.
And
honestly,
if he comes back again, I've always been interested in a part of the Bible that is not part of the Bible, and that is, what did Jesus do during the 17 or so years he was missing? The only answer I've ever gotten in any church, which I don't go to churches anymore, it was that, if it was important, it would have been in the Bible, which sounds like a blow-off to me.
That's a major blow-off.
Absolutely.
And yet there are stories all over aren't there many stories around the planet that talked about a teacher visiting various peoples and it all sounded like Jesus?
Exactly. Yes, right? Yes, he's been heard to be walking around India, Tibet. He in fact, there's a Tibetan monastery that talks about the young man Yeshua from the Middle East who came and trained and became a yogi. And when I became a yogini, as a Buddhist yogini, I took the same robes as him because my master said that he was in the original monastery. So they have records in India that he was there. So he was absorbing Eastern philosophy, meditation, hands-on healing and everything, and learning about spiritual ascension and enlightenment and, you know, those things that the Buddha later, you know, as well, you know, he also, you know, practiced. So this is I feel like some of the history has been hidden from us, and those missing years are very important. So I agree.
Right. And have you ever heard of an author? Now, this person may have passed away by now, but I heard about him probably 20, 25 years ago on Art Bell. His name was Doug Yerchi, and he said that he had written a book. Some of it might be on the internet. I think some of it's available where you can just read it. And he said that Jesus had spent some time in India, and they wanted him to stay there, and he said he had to go back to Jerusalem because he was going to have to fulfill a prophecy, and it meant his death. Have you ever heard of this? Doug Yerchi. Y-U-R-C-H-E-Y. You should be able to find that on the internet. I've always been interested in this.
It's fascinating.
Well, he did leave his contact information, Pastor Bill.
Ear Music.
To connect his congregation up there. So, and yes, I do believe we are going commercial break. So we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is the Red Bull Hardcore Real Show that you're currently tuned into. We are back from break, and we have our caller on the line. You know, something I've got to ask. What about the flu shot? Has any sales happened with that? Has anything gone on with that? What if people got their flu vaccination and didn't catch COVID?
What if when they swab you for COVID, your flu shot made you test positive? What if all the statistics of the flu this year get attributed to COVID, and it makes the flu vaccine this year look so effective that they mandate it for everybody next year? What if
convenient.
We overthrew our shackles and threw away this system and picked up our pitchforks and made our torches and took back what is our birthright, true freedom? Not being owned, not having to pay for a land that didn't charge our oppressors any money. Let's take it. It's earth. Take down your fences, nurture nature, remember who you all are. I'm so hopeless without this lack of empathy that we need to really move on. Lined up around the block in New York to get the COVID vaccine tomorrow. I think it's like $67 to get a shot. So here you go. The parade of the masks of the sheep going to slaughter.
They want us to pay for it, too?
Yeah, some of these private ones. Otherwise, yeah, of course. They bought it with your tax dollars, and they want to charge you for it again when you get it. These essential people that want it privately, I'm not sure which ones will get it for free or not, but somebody's paying for it. But I saw that the one around the block, they was reporting that they was charging.
It's probably New York City.
I'll see if I can't find the article.
The sheriff out here has made a statement about a week ago. They're not going to enforce any more of Cuomo's edicts, or anybody's edicts for that matter. And I think I had touched on the subject that he's Democratic, and he happens to be the first black sheriff that we've ever had here. And I'm really impressed with him. I mean, the first thing he did was he said to the sheriff's department that deputies would no longer be allowed to donate to the sheriff's campaign. So that was enough to impress me. I had no idea that was going on. But I don't think it's going to go over too well. You know, on another show earlier, I think it was Don Campbell's show, somebody called up and raised the idea that the first round of vaccines may not actually be vaccines, but they may be just something to mark you. This way nobody dies and they get to track people. And that this would possibly make sense as far as why does it have to be frozen, you know, so far below zero. You know, my question is, well, how are they going to get it out of the freezer and into your veins or your arm? I said, what, are you going to inject icicles into you?
No, they actually thaw it out beforehand, and then it's good thawed out for, I believe they said, 2 hours. So, but it has to be centrally frozen, and then for 2 days it could be held at around 4 degrees in a standard refrigerator. So there's going to have to be central distribution centers that have super, super cold. They got to keep this nanotech really cold for it to be really effective.
I think the thought is to keep it inactive.
Yeah. One vaccine, Moderna wants negative 20 degrees. Pfizer one wants negative 70 to negative 80, and the other one can go at room temperature.
Right, you know, but that's the other part too. It's got to be refrigerated because, you've got also dirty electricity, right? You've got the static that can screw with it. Essentially, it's possible. When you have things in the refrigerator, it's typically radio safe.
Well, I think I'll go with that. Who's a doctor in Canada that recently, he just, what was it, last week, he was talking about how the whole thing is like, you know, he doesn't believe that it's for real, and he said basically chicken soup would probably do just as well for you. Nice bowl of chicken soup.
Good old chicken soup.
Oh, it's probably the salt. Well, if you have him on again, some of these questions, I'd like to see if he'd be able to preach to his choir and not have the RCMP bust his doors down.
Well, once again, if you want to ask the pastor questions, he's actually on Facebook as well. You can definitely approach him there. You can call in.
Yeah. I don't do Facebook. I stay away. If you knew my name, you wouldn't find me on almost anything. I've only found my name belongs to some public engineer out in Ohio somewhere. I don't go for any of that stuff. So I would just prefer to listen on the, here or, some other, radio-type venue. But I don't know. I have, the only time that I read that Jesus really, really got angry was when he turned over the money changers' tables and whipped them.
Right. And
yeah, really Jesus did not get angry. Jesus didn't get angry when Chick-fil-A ran out of a chicken burger or Popeyes or something, okay? People with your Christian attitude, remember that. No, continue. I couldn't resist.
Oh, I just thought of something.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? The fights that broke out over chicken. What a year.
Right. He only got angry
at Murder Hornets. Well, we've had it all. Murder, horrors, fires, scares.
Oh.
Trusting some plants. Lockdowns, lock-ins, checkpoints. You know, track and trace. What a year!
Yes, trust yes.
V, can I get you?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
V, I think about a week or two ago, I started to mention something, but we hit the end of the show, and I was talking about. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought my phone's got a problem. Okay. I was mentioning a Reverend Ike in New York, and what I didn't get to mention was he had said something that I always thought was very interesting. He said that money was not the root of all evil. It was the lack of money that was the root of all evil. He said that back in the 70s. I think he was one of the first prosperity, like churches. He said that if everybody made him prosperous, I think he had a bunch of Rolls Royce at the time. He said it would make them rich.
Jim Baker, he didn't skimp on the trimmings of his house with his gold things. And if you don't send me $10 million, now the Lord's going to take you away.
Well, the next time our good preacher who believes that the Bible is absolutely correct comes on, ask him what his net worth is. You know,
how small is he? Can he fit through the eye of a needle?
Yeah, these guys seem to like citations, you know. There's a citation 550, or like Copeland, 750, and you got to donate money for the upkeep of his jets.
Yeah, you know, you got to have the Fury jets to fly them children out of the country.
It's not that I'm not skeptical about all churches. It's just that what I found is we had a preacher that retired after about 40 years. And this guy was really, really great. And then they got some younger people in it. And then I noticed that you would go to church and people were talking about each other. There's a bunch of busybodies, and I just didn't want any part of it anymore.
Understandable.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you. But, you know, you got to walk your own truth. If something's for you, go for it. If something is not for you, go seek out what is. And I think these people should look inside themselves, and they should be able to find exactly what they always needed. You'll find your true self and link into who you've always been everywhere throughout time. And you'll find your God. You'll find your inner peace.
Right.
You'll find your power.
The next time, Rob, don't let anybody chase you off your own show.
It's not chasing me off. I know myself, and I sense some very bad behavior about to show up in me because he had cursed me, like, magically. I considered saying I'm going to hell, and it is an actual magical curse, and I had to get off the air. I don't want to offend you beautiful listeners. You've been so kind to me, helped me stay alive during this time when I'm having such a terrible struggle, an unforeseen struggle. I don't feel it's of my own doing either. And I'm living as meek as I can with what y'all give me. And I just think, I don't want to offend y'all. You have beautiful beliefs, some people, and I'm better than that. And I know that sometimes the best part of self-defense is to walk away. And come back on today. I will never do a show with him again. And if he's booked regularly, I'm happy about that because he can still get his messages off and I can have a day off. Right? I'm lacking sleep so bad because of the times of days I have to get up and prepare for this show that it would help to have that extra day of sleep. But yeah, I appreciate your kind words. I wasn't run off. Discretion is the better part of valor.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Yes.
Yeah, I live by that.
But I just, you know, it's, you know, the people, I think the people that listen here can handle almost anything without.
I can get mean and deliberately try to offend and say nastiness. It wouldn't be fair. not fair to people who didn't act like he did toward me. He's not. I don't see him as a good representation of Christianity. Yeah. He's a very Christian-like attitude. And he should spend some time in meditation and solitude thinking about what he did.
I really wish there were more pastors and preachers out there who knew what was actually going on in the world and just who aren't so stuck in the book they can't look out for a second.
I've met many priests and pastors and reverends that have very cool accepting attitudes and stuff, and they talk about Christ consciousness, which is different.
I invite them to the show because I want to get to as many of them as I possibly can, because these criminals coming in the name of God, that's the only blasphemy I see. And doesn't matter what religion you have, they're coming in the name of your God, whatever your personal God may be. They want to be that. And that ain't right. I won't let them.
Nope. Okay, good night.
Night. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good night, sweet dreams.
Night.
And yes, thank you guys for supporting the show, supporting Rob. I would like it if you gave out your PayPal again. Who have not yet donated to your cause.
If you got pen and paper, it's paypal.me/ my name, Robert Deutsch. That's PAYPAL, a dot, an M and an E, / RobertDeutsch. It's been life saving, y'all. I got one guy who sends me a buck. And I tell you, that goes towards something, or electricity. And I'm always ever so appreciated for these blessings that I get from y'all. And you really have saved my life along the way of this situation I've been thrust into. I'm trying to keep it kind. This is not a pleasant situation. This is a chapter of my life that I'm ready to turn the page on and start a new one. So blessings all to y'all. I really appreciate all the listeners and your kind words tonight toward me. Made me feel a lot better. But I ain't giving up. I know my limits. And I know my own moral values. And when I hear somebody pushing like that exact type blue pill type agendas that we as a red pill show fight, then I have to try to point it out. And I don't always point it out kindly. And on Facebook, I've gotten quite a few 24-hour loss of account usage for going very hard at that dissonance when people show up on my thing and I'm talking about chemtrails and they say, pray it away. And I'd be like, well, how's that working out? You know, you can't always pray some things away. By actions, we get the help we need. In their book, they say that God helps those who help themselves. So we help ourselves. We come on the air. We take our own time because we care. We want you to be healthy. We want you to have freedoms that's true freedom, not the freedom we've been sold that's all seems to be regulated freedom is what we have, or conditional freedom. We want you to be able to go where you want, do what you want to do, believe whatever God and spiritual thing you need to believe to be the best that you can be. That to me is a very, very important.
Absolutely, I agree with that. And speaking of, you know, Facebook, very quickly, I've got to mention Trump. Oh, boy. Trump is talking about vetoing the defense budget until the immunity law on social networks is repealed for content posted by users. Does anybody care to guess what that means?
Yeah, no fact checkers. That just cuts the meat and potatoes. It means more restrictions on the internet. Watch it. They're going to say it means one thing, and then when we pour over the document, we're going to find out the hidden thing. Like that one when we covered the defunding the police, and we found out how more money was given, and then a handshake between DHS and the police now is in existence. When they march to your door together, they can scheme and scam and take your child away. No, we better look
at it. Like a evil sort of like... That's a very odd coupling of people to arrive at your doorstep. Mental health, child protective services, police, and who's going to join next? After that, the paper boy?
Well, I sure hope that paper boy comes.
Oh, go ahead, Alice.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, in regards to the COVID vaccine and what you mentioned just before, V, about taking our children, we had this very ominous bill wanting to be passed before Victorian Parliament here in Australia, and it was called the Omnibus Bill. Now, most of it has been passed, but the one where it says that they can take your children away, that one has been withheld for now. But I wonder whether it, you know, if they remain in a state of emergency in Australia, whether they will actually push that through. You know, these are the kind of bills tabled before Parliament that are passed at 4 a.m. You know, when there's no independent viewership around.
The ballot hour. That'll always be known as the ballot hour, 4 a.m. Right? You got the witching hour at midnight and the ballot hour, 4 a.m. So scandalous, isn't it?
Scandalous, yep.
Presidents are selected, not elected, and shenanigans are guaranteed to occur in every election. How well do you think that's going to go down if Trump calls out martial law and makes another election occur without these digital counters? I'm curious about that, Alice, what you think about that possibility.
Well, I wonder then how they will check, because obviously Biden can't roll out his dead people again. You know, we won't have that again, and we won't have the 4 a.m. count again. You know, how are they going to track people? I just wonder
exactly
if this is feeding into the DNA coding, making sure that your biometrics match your voter registration, and we'll be crying for it. We'll be asking for this tracking, so that
Enter the Kraken. Let's bring it home. We started. Enter the Kraken into this situation through martial law. Trump's playing his part. He was an actor. Come on, businessman, ruthless. Ego is super duper ego. This guy got, and he makes deep state moves. So that to me is a very logical move. And actually, it'll also cause civil war-like feelings, so you can hit a couple different agendas with martial law. Think Antifa's going to take it? My God, there'll be clown colored wigs everywhere. Yeah, that's a bad situation. I'm glad I'm not in America right now. I love my country, but, you know, I'd rather watch some things from a distance.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. But guys, I want to thank you for bringing such a wonderful presentation to the show. A lot of excellent information. Well, your research was excellent. Information is terrible.
Yeah, some terrible things to have to confront.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Eilis.
I was just saying, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, guys. What
were you saying? I was wondering, do I have that effect on people when I talk? Say, wow. it's bad. It's looking bleak.
We have
something called a choice still. Whether people believe that or not, we still have something called a choice. Now, you can choose to be a lemming, or you can choose to be your own person. I know you got a family, and that's exactly why you need to act, people. Because you're not going to have a family anymore if you don't step up. They're going to take your kids, they're going to take your property, they're going to take everything. You're not going to be able to own anything unless you're owned yourself. You know, with the dog collar, running your rounds. I'm not going to be a lapdog for the man. Sorry. I'm just not. I may have a short life here, but I'm willing to sacrifice. Go ahead, Eilish.
I was just going to say that, you know, Rob mentioned the other day that they're now barcoding children in the UK, Rob.
Yeah, but they haven't given them anything to carry around, but they haven't issued a barcode number in their biometric data, COVID results, and iris scan have been recorded onto a system of some kind. And the military did it.
It is so sad.
They released a Kraken on England's shores. Beautiful Liverpool is to pay a heavy price. They're the first to go. And somehow I landed here. One has put me here for a reason, to experience what's going on here. I'm absolutely convinced of that. Even though it's a bit hard on me, it's, you know, what we do isn't easy, but we have to do what we have to do. You got to live with yourself at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, try to be a pleasant memory for yourself, that you feel productive. Get off your computer, print out some pieces of paper with what you think is going on and wrong in this world, and put them through people's letterboxes. You don't think you could do something? I think you could do that.
There you go. Yeah. Guys, thank you. Work for the show.
Thank you.
Big love.
Bye. Big love.
Yes, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Host me, and remember, the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. Educate.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.